Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is Canto 1, Chapter 15, the Pandavas Retire Timely, text number 17. Sotye vritta kumati nat mada Ishvaro me Sato vritta kumati nat mada Ishvaro me Yat pada Padmam Abhavya Bhajanti Bhavya Yat Yat Pada Padma Abhyayo Bhajai Janti Bhavya Mam Shrantavyaham Arayo Ratino Bhuvistam Nat Praharam Yad Anubhava Nirasta Chita Sache Vrata Kumatinat Mada Ishvaro Me Yat pada padma abhavya bhajanti bhavya Mam shrantavyaham arayo ratino bhuvistam Na praharanyad anubhava nirasta chitta Sotye vritta kumati nat mada Ishvaro me Yat pada padma bhavavaya bhajanti bhavya Mam shrantavaham arayo ratino bhuvistam Nat praharanyad anubhava nirasta chitta Someone else?
Shabbat shalom.
tov v'etza. Ishvero me. Yad para padmam abavaya bajanti bhavya. Mam shranta vyaham arayo ratibu stam. Na praharam yad anubhava nirasta chitta. Ladies, please. Soche, regarding a chariot driver. Vrita, engaged. Kumatina, by bad consciousness. Atmada, one who delivers. Ishvara, the Supreme Lord. My, Yat, whose. Padapadmam, lotus feet. Abhavya. Yeah. In the matter of salvation. Bhajanti. Do render service. Bhavya. The intelligent class of men. Mam. Unto me. Shranta. Thirsty. Vyaham. My horses. Araya, the enemies. Ratina, a great general. Buvistam, excuse me. While standing on the ground. Na, did not. Praharan, attack. Yat, whose? Anubhava, mercy. Nirasta, being absent. Chitta, mind. Translation, it was by his mercy only that my enemies neglected to kill me when I descended from my chariot to get water for my thirsty horses. And it was due to my lack of esteem for my Lord that I dared engage him as my chariot driver. For he is worshipped and offered services by the best of men to attain salvation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna is the object of worship both by impersonalists and by the devotees of the Lord. The impersonalists worship his glowing effulgence emanating from his transcendental body of eternal form, bliss, and knowledge. And the devotees worship him as the supreme personality of Godhead. Those who are below, even the impersonalists, consider him to be one of the great historical personalities. The Lord, however, descends to attract all his specific transcendental pastimes. Yes, I'll read that again. The Lord, however, descends to attract all by his specific transcendental pastimes, and thus he plays the part of the most perfect master, friend, son, and lover. His transcendental relation with Arjuna was in friendship, and the Lord therefore played the part perfectly, as he did with his parents, lovers, and wives. While playing in such a perfect transcendental relation, the devotee forgets, by his internal potency of the Lord, that his friend or son is the supreme personality of Godhead. Although sometimes the devotee is bewildered by the acts of the Lord. After the departure of the Lord, Arjuna was conscious of his great friend, but there was no mistake on the part of Arjuna, nor any ill estimation of the Lord. Intelligent men are attracted by the transcendental acting of the Lord with a pure, unalloyed devotee like Arjuna. In the war field, scarcity of water is a well-known fact. Water is very rare there, and both the animals and men working strenuously on the war field constantly require water to quench their thirst. Especially wounded soldiers and generals feel thirsty at the time of death. Feel very thirsty at the time of death. And it sometimes so happens that simply for want of water, one has to die unavoidably. But such scarcity of water was solved in the battle of Kurukshetra by means of boring the ground. By God's grace, water can be easily obtained from any place if there is facility for boring the ground. The modern system works on the same principle of boring the ground, but modern engineers are still unable to dig immediately wherever necessary. It appears, however, from the history as far back as the days of the Pandavas, that big generals like Arjuna could at once supply water even to the horses, and what to speak of men, by drawing water from underneath the hard ground simply by penetrating the stratum, which a sharp arrow, a method still unknown to the modern scientists. Om Agnanatam Anandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So in the translation, there's one word that is very important, or two words: his mercy, the Lord's mercy. By the Lord's mercy, everything is going on. Krishna is taking care of us. Krishna is giving us nice place to live. Krishna is giving us a nice foodstuffs. Krishna here is giving us wonderful association, wonderful music. All that is needed to satisfy the senses. It's by Krishna's mercy that we're able to do anything in this lifetime. As I'm sitting here looking at different devotees sitting here, I was thinking of different conversations that I've had with different devotees. And different devotees never thought they would ever be doing what they're doing today. Different devotees never thought that they would, the activities they would never thought they would be doing, materially or spiritually. And this is all due to the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So daily we're praying for His mercy. It starts with the Hare Krishna mantra. We're chanting every day. We're chanting the mantra. We're chanting in front of the Lord, please engage me in your service. And we're feeling happiness from this. So Krishna is giving us His mercy. Now sometimes Krishna will hold back that mercy. Sometimes the devotee is even bewildered. What is Krishna doing? We don't understand sometimes what Krishna's plan may be. But Krishna has a plan for all of us. And if we look back, we may never have thought that we'd be doing what we're doing today. Anybody think that they would ever be cooking? We have some amazing cooks in this community. Did they ever think that they'd be cooking for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And ever think that they would be a cook? No, some not. One devotee I spoke to, he came in 30-something years ago to just cover doing some cooking for a devotee that was not here. And now, almost 4 decades later, he's still cooking continuously for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for the devotees. What a wonderful thing to do, cooking for the Vaishnavas, feeding the Vaishnavas. What a wonderful thing to do. So Krishna is giving us mercy. Krishna is raining mercy upon us. But the important thing is to stay plugged into that. To stay plugged into that channel by which Krishna will give His mercy. And that is our morning program. That is chanting. That is associating with the devotees by taking Krishna prasadam. We feel that happiness. We feel that mercy from Krishna to be able to do that which we never thought we could do before. I never thought I would be able to sit in front of an audience of people, what to speak of in a room, what to speak of throughout the world. Because there are people on that internet right now. Some of them are here in Los Angeles, but there are devotees, there are people listening to this class in many different parts of the world. Or those of us that give class, our classes are on the internet. They're on YouTube. Our kirtans are being watched by people all around the world. We're in this room and we think, well, we're just here ourselves, we're chanting before the Lord, but there are people on the East Coast who are in their vehicles driving to work, who are at work, and they're listening to the kirtan, just like your kirtan, Prabhu. There are people all over the world that heard your kirtan. So who ever thought Wow. And I'm broadcasting the Lord's name around the world. This was Srila Prabhupada's example. Srila Prabhupada came here when most people retire, or when people retire, but instead, to follow the instructions of his spiritual master, he came here to begin Krishna consciousness. And look how fast it spread. In just a few short years, he had already established temples. Devotees were traveling to all different parts of the world. Devotees that were only even a few years in the movement were going around preaching Krishna consciousness. And this one thought that comes to mind is, a couple of weeks ago, Arjuna Prabhu, he gave a class, and he spoke a bit about comfort zone. So by being here in Krishna consciousness and getting out of one's comfort zone, so by coming to the morning program, by preaching Krishna consciousness, and by getting out of that comfort zone, that which we're used to, that little box that we feel so comfortable in, amazing things happen. Totally amazing things happen. And by Krishna's mercy, we're able to do those things that we never dreamed of. We even may have prayed to Krishna. Or even before we were devotees, maybe we were younger. Perhaps we were 8 years old, praying, I want to see you, God, please. Where are you? Or praying to God for help. Who's the real God? What do you look like? And so, in the 10th canto, excuse me, the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti porvakam didami buddhi yogam tem yenumbam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Srila Prabhupada says, in this verse, the word buddhi yogam is very significant. We remember that in the second chapter, the Lord instructing Arjuna, and that's the contents of the Gita summarized, second chapter, Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna, it was instructed Arjuna, and Krishna, he said that he had spoken to him of many things, and that he would, meaning this is capital H, would instruct him, lowercase, Arjuna, in the way of buddhi yoga. Now, buddhi yoga is explained. Buddhi yoga itself is an action in Krishna consciousness. That is the highest intelligence. Buddhi means intelligence, and yoga means mystic activities or mystic elevation. When one tries to go home, back to Godhead, he takes fully to Krishna consciousness in devotional service. His action is called buddhi yoga. In other words, buddhi yoga is the process by which one acts out of the... In other words, buddhi yoga is the process by which one gets out of the entanglement of this material world. So that's what we're doing. We're trying to get out of the entanglement. It's like a web of this material world. And it's so painful. Being in the material world is painful. Unless, of course, we have Krishna consciousness. I saw someone yesterday. In my line of business, I come in contact with many, many hundreds of people. And I said to one person, "How are you today?" And they said, "I'm good." I said, "I'm happy that you're good." And he says, "No, actually, I'm excellent." But he was excellent for all the wrong reasons, because it's anything that at any moment would or eventually will be taken away from him. He was feeling good. His health was good. He had some new clothes on. He felt good. Mother's Day, he was with his family. But at any moment, that can be taken away. And eventually it does get taken away. So we have to find that by which is our eternal constitutional position that will never, ever be taken away from us. And that is service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is our relationship with Krishna. We all have a relationship with Krishna. So the goal is to always absorb our senses, Rishikena Rishikesh Sevana Bhakti Urjite, to engage our senses in the master of the senses. To obtain that complete happiness, that complete bliss. And Arjuna is being instructed by Krishna to just be constantly devoted and serve him with love. We know in this age of Kali Yuga, despite the fact that Kali Yuga is such a horrible time to be born into and to live in, just look out there and see what's going on. But it's so easy to obtain Krishna consciousness that simply by chanting the holy name, we can become purified. And by engaging in devotional service to the Lord with love, Krishna then gives us the intelligence to come to him. So what a wonderful process. And the water here for quenching the thirst, Srila Prabhupada's writing here in the purport. Here it is on the battle of Kurukshetra, in the battlefield. And there's water is very rare on the battlefield. So here we are, we're on a battlefield. We're fighting Maya daily. Krishna is asking us to surrender in so many ways. It may be that you get a tap on the shoulder, a phone call, Prabhu. We need something covered, a particular service covered. Could you please go cover that, whether it's an artik or a cooking for the Lord. So then there's the test. Am I going to say, well, I'm really tired, or I've got other things going on, or no problem, Prabhu. I'm there. I'm doing it with full-hearted enthusiasm to the best of our ability. And then Krishna is pleased because we're surrendering and we're getting out of that comfort zone as we speak about. So that Hare Krishna mantra that we chant and those beads that we chant on every day and we carry with us, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, I was thinking that it's like that water. We want the water. We want the taste. So by chanting constantly, we get a taste. And the more we chant, the more we want to chant, and the better the taste. So, but Krishna has a plan, and sometimes it's a challenge. We're an association of devotees. We may be a misunderstanding. But we're all here. We're all here to support each other. We're all here to help each other. And we need each other to engage in this process of devotional service. It makes it more fun. Sure, we can live on the outside. We have families to raise. We have jobs to perform. We have jobs to go to every day. But if everything is done within the association of devotees, it's more fun. And not only that, our faith develops. That's how we develop faith. Faith comes from association with devotees. I've mentioned that before. That's in the 9th chapter, the 3rd verse. Right there in the second sentence. Faith comes from association with devotees. So it's really important. And again, Krishna has a plan. And we may look 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, and never believe that we're where we are and doing what we're doing. And that's all by the mercy of the Supreme Lord. But we want to engage in those activities that are eternal and not think that if I can just have all the fame, the adoration, the distinction that I need or that I want out in the material world, have some big, big bank account or some adoration, being on TV shows, what have you, that's the way to become happy, because eventually it all gets taken away. And you'd be surprised, some of the individuals out there who had so much. And I know because in my old line of business, I interacted with many, many wealthy people and celebrities. And the misery that these people were experiencing, they don't let you know it. They're not going to come and tell you on television or when they're being interviewed by the press. Or you're in front of your, let's say, your team, your football team that you own. They're not going to tell you that, but they're all destined. It's all destined to be taken away. So this process of Krishna consciousness is so wonderful because one step to Krishna, and Krishna takes so many steps towards you. He takes so many steps towards us. Krishna wants us back more than we want to go back. So perhaps our meditation today to get the mercy of Krishna would be to do something different that we haven't done before. Pray to Krishna. Okay, Krishna, I want to do something a little bit different than I've done in the past. I want to change what I've done. Do something a little bit different. But pray to Krishna for the mercy. And Krishna will give you the mercy. But Krishna may also ask you to do something that you never thought you can do. But if you do it, Krishna, what is that? Krishna carries what we lack, and he preserves what we have. So Krishna will give us that intelligence. Krishna will carry what we lack, and he'll preserve what we have. And every little bit of Krishna conscious activities that we do, it goes into a bank account. No, it doesn't go into Wells Fargo. It doesn't go into Chase. Doesn't go into those bank accounts. It goes into our spiritual bank account. So you can imagine, everyone here has quite a large bank account, a spiritual bank account. And Krishna will never take away whatever He's given us, whatever that is in that account, we won't lose it. So, what a wonderful day to put some more spiritual deposits in our account. Wonderful day to associate with all the amazing, amazing Vaishnavas in Krishna's, in Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement. To do something wonderful for Gornitai, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, Rukmini Dwarkanath, Rukmini Dwarkadish, and all the wonderful devotees that are here. Prabhu, is there something I can do for you? Please let me serve you. What a wonderful way. You know, we have this envy in our bodies. You can see we have material bodies. It means having envy. But by doing something, by rendering service to the Vaishnavas, eventually that envy starts to subside. So, what are we going to do today for the mercy? I'm thinking that's going to be my meditation. What can I do today for the mercy? So I want to thank everyone for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class here and also in internet land. I know how much you all appreciate being said hello to out there. So Hare Krishna out in internet land. And I hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Thank you. I looked this morning at the internet. Here's my name.